comes on the head of all army and comes there. It is so powerful. That is why Vaishnava, all the Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in separation, in so much pain, in so much burning sensation, yet they realize some wonderful, undescribable ananda. That is why it has been called Virahotsav. Utsav means
festival.
A festival. There is not festival, but yet in Vaishnava. They know that God cannot die. Aradha cannot die. My Guru cannot die. Any realized Vaishnava cannot die. So, they are out of death, but yet, in all kinds of sorrows and suffering, all kinds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, was told by Rayamana, that among all kinds of dukkha,
miseries,
what misery is topmost? Vaishnava separation. It is so highest. But even in separation, any pure and sincere devotee can't remember all the qualities in the person for whom this separation mahotsav is going on, festival. His members. And he tries to take all his good things in his life, in his practice. If he did doing so, then it is called Virah Mahotsav. Otherwise, not alu puri and rasagulla taking is Virah Mahotsav. Understand why?
Yeah.
What I told?
You said that
only Ras Uda, Gulla giving and taking,
you said,
and testing is not zero. If one read like this. So this separation is very highest thing. Especially at the chanting and remembering of Krishna and Krishna name, if anyone is not feeling separation, that his bhajan actually is not bhajan. Oh, where you are? Oh, Krishna, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell. Oh, Krishna, where you are? Without you, my heart is
breaking.
I cannot bear salvation. And sometimes he rolling down on the earth, sometimes weeping so much, sometimes laughing, running here and there. Oh, Krishna, where I will find? Then it is actually bhajan. There is so much a difference between sadhan and bhajan. Sadhan is doing, but not realizing. And in bhajan, he will realize all these things, separation but also. I have been separated from Krishna. How I serve him? When I will see Srimati Radhika, this thing. So, at the time of doing bhajan, you should feel this separation. And if you are not feeling separation, then it is not so high class of bhajan. Nowadays, we are so much misguided in bhajan. Only to criticize, only to control is bhajan. But actually, it is so far away from bhajan. We should not have any time to criticize anyone. Always chanting, remembering, glorifying Vaishnava, Krishna Aradhani. This is called bhajan. Any pure Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava, has no time at a single moment to criticize anyone. Always chanting, remembering, weeping bitterly, nayanam galadashudharaya, badanam gadagata ruddhaya vira. Ulukan nichetan babuhukada tavanam karani. O Krishna, O dear Krishna, when a devil comes that I will chant you, I remember you, and I will chant Hare Krishna and tears fill. Always. Continuous. My heart will be then melted. I cannot utter. I will not be able to utter Jagannath. Then what will be done? Jaja Gaga. Very difficult. I will fell flat on the earth. I will rolling down here, sometimes laughing and sometimes tears in eyes. Evam pratasva priyanam kritya jatanurago ditchitta uchai hasattatho rodati rauti gayati unumadayati lokavahyah. This class of devotees, it has been told in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that the symptoms of pure Vaishnava. What is that? Evam brata. In this way, it is the brata of all the devotees, pure devotees. Brata means?
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. All the devotees. Evam brata. Swapriya namakritya. Swapriya namakritya means singing the glories and name of the Krishna, which they like. What? Radha Kanta, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, these names, highest names of Krishna, these names, we will be telling. You know the sloka? O Krishna Kaprana Mantra.
He Krishna Karuna Sindhu.
He told Karuna Sindhu, that person of mercy. But he was not satisfied. Then what he told?
Deena
Bandho. Deena Bandho means?
Friend of fallen soul.
Deena Bandho. Yet not satisfied. His heart was not satisfied. Then he told Deena Bandho, Jagat Pate. Jagat Pate, Jagannath, Jagannath. But yet he was not satisfied. Then he told?
Gopesh.
He went to Braja and saw that Krishna is somewhere friend, somewhere like son, some type like beloved, playing everywhere with gopis, with Anand Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Dam, Sridam, Sudam, Vasudam, and controlled by gopis, especially with Radhika. Radhika control. Then, yet he was not satisfied and he went upside. What? Gopika Kanta. Gopika Kanta. Still he was not satisfied. Then he told Radha Kanta. This is the highest name. Radha Kanta, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Pallava, Radha Damodar, Radha, all this. Why Radha Damodar? There are two Damodars. One is Yashoda Damodar. In boyhood, she tightened him. And he was weeping. And he was controlled by Yashoda. But Radha Damodar? More highest devotion and thought. What was that? Sri Krishna disappeared in rush and all gopis were
searching
him, but actually he was searching Srimati Radhika. Oh, Krishna. And he met Radhika and he was dressing and decorating Radhika. But all were searching only Krishna. They had no idea of Radhika that she has also there. She is there. And here Krishna was begging pardon of Srimati Radhika. He wanted mercy of Srimati Radhika. Here is the best thing, controlled by Siddhya. All world is controlled by Krishna, charmed by Krishna. But Krishna is charmed by, we will come in this subject, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in fourth, Adi fourth. So, they will chant, Radha Kanta, Evam Pratasva Priya Nama Kritya Jata Nurago Jichatuttori. Chanting these names, Srimati Radhika and Krishna appeared in his heart, in that devotee. And his heart was melted. It was choked, words were choked. And then, sometimes, no sense of his body. Where he is going, he turned up. Chanting sometimes, loudly sometimes, weeping sometimes, rolling down on the earth. This is the symptom of pure Vishnu. Srimad Bhagavatam. These kinds of pure devotees are Rashik and Bhagavat. They can realize something of Krishna Lila, the glory of Srimati Radhika and Gopis and Krishna. Krishna wanted to give a sprinkle, a very little drop, not drop, only sprinkle some atoms towards. That is why he came in this world. And gave it, sprinkled on even them who are not pure devotees. This is the specialty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other shapes, in Krishna and Ram shape, he cut the heads of lakhs and lakhs persons who were against. But in this Leela, what he did? Miracle. Never cut down any heads. He went in their heart and he changed their heart very far. Those who were not qualified, he gave qualification and gave forth that rejecting. This is the specialty of Sri Chaitanya. That is why he came. In this connection, in Chaitanya Charitamritam, I will tell some. I will explain some payas. Payas means?
Access.
And explain very little. Then I want to tell you about this sadhan. If object is finalized, if we have a final
destination
or goal of our life and bhajan, then what kind of
process,
sadhan bhajan we can adopt. If I want water, I should not go towards fire. If you go towards fire, you will never in desert, you know, barren lands, no water there, you will not have. You will have to go to any river, any pond. If you are feeling so much cold, then you should try to go to fire or in the heat of sun, then you will be satisfied. Otherwise, no. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Goswami has finalized the goal of life or sadhana. And then what kind of sadhana bhajan we should adopt, it will be told. Then he will tell in Sanatana Upakhyan, Sanatana Siksha, Srila Rupa Goswami Siksha, and in the dialect between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramana. Then we can enter in sadhana bhajan, and gradually then Sraddha, Adau Sadda Tata Sadhu Sangatha Bhajan Kriya Tato Anarthana Vrittesya Tato Nishtha Ruchis Tata Tata Shakti Prema Bhudanjati. This is the what?
Different steps.
Process.
Gradually. Development of. And really then anyone can realize these things and they can have a real mood that is a rati, and after that they can have things. Otherwise they are. If a man not adopting all these things, policy, duplicity, politics, hypocrisy, doing all well, and also engaged in requirement and of world, that is three M's or three
world. World, women and wife.
Then how he can realize all these things? So we should try to give up all these things and try to realize all these things. Beginning from Sadhu Sangha, second class of Sadhu Sangha, then Hari Katha, then taking Gurudev, accepting Gurudev, and Vishambhena Guru Seva. What is the meaning of Vishambhena Guru Seva?
Intimate service of Spiritual Master.
Intimate service of Gurudev. Like bosom friend. But you should know that in Archan Marg we should not do. But we should know the inner motive of our Gurudev and try to fulfill it. This is such high class of service. And then hearing, serving him, then all kinds of anartha, aparad, even namabhas will go away. And then suddhanam will come. And it will dance on your tongue, and it will make dance your heart. Also Krishna dancing and with his all associates. Whole world will dance then. So this is the karma vikas
process
of entering in bhakti realm. First we should try to follow the principles of Saranagati. Told in Gita, Sarva Dharmana Parityajya, Mamekam Saranam Braja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papyabhyo Mokshay Shyami Masucha. And this is not bhakti, actually not. But it is the outdoor of bhakti. If you follow this thing, then we can really enter in. Not that so many things are there to follow. So many things. In a day too, we cannot tell it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all these things. And so many years, about 18 years in Puri, here and there, about 48 years, continuously giving all these things. And then he disappeared. So we should try to follow all these things. Not to waste our time in anything other than Krishna bhakti.
Agyana timirandhasya jnana janashalakya chakshu nimitam tas iksi gurave Panchakalptarubhyasya kritasim prabhyayuvacha Patitanam paamale vaishnavebhyo Namo mahapadannaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne guru gartishe Gurave gaura chandraya radhikaya itara Krishnaya krishna vaktaya tadbhakta.
What is the time now?
5 to 7.
5?
10 past 7.
कितना मिनट हो गया?
15 minutes you have spoken.
Only 15 minutes I spoke?
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Yesterday, I explained about the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita that to preach Nam Sankirtan, to establish Yuga Dharma. The Yuga Dharma is preaching, establishing Nam Sankirtan in Kali Yuga. It is not first cause,
prominent cause, primary cause,
but it was secondary. And Advaita Acharya have done it easily. It was really the work of to establish Yuga Dharma. Is the duty of
Mahavishnu.
The duty of Krishna is not to establish Yuga Dharma, to fight wars and to
kill demons
and all this. When Krishna appeared in this world, Mahavishnu, Narayan, Ram, Nisimha, Kalki, Vaman, all were in Krishna. And they were doing their separate duties. But it was seen by general persons that Krishna is doing all. But what Krishna was doing? Himself. He was testing the prema rasa nirjas of Braja, of gopis, of friends, of father, mother, and all of that. It was his own duty. And to kill demons, putana, agasur, and to give liberation to them, fighting in Mahabharata, killing so many demons, also helping Arjun and Bhim in killing all demons. Who was doing this? Mahavishnu, not Krishna. But those who have no eyes, tattva-gyan, they cannot realize. They will go, oh, Krishna, Krishna has done. There is some difference in Rashi Krishna, that is Nanda-Nandan, Yashoda-Nandan, and Devaki-Nandan. Though by tattva they are one, but by rasa, by the angle, vision of a rush, Krishna is supreme. He is not Devaki Nandan, but he is Devaki Nandan. So, here he is telling that Nam Sankirtan, preaching of Nam Sankirtan was Yuga Dharma, and actually it was the duty of Mahavishnu. So, once I told in Mathura, at the time of Sannyas day of Swamiji, I told them that those who are doing the duty of only preaching name, it is the duty of only Mahavishnu. So our acharyas, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the Goswamis, after that Krishna Das Goswami, and after that Narottam Thakur and others, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Swamiji, they have not come to this world, descended to this world, only to preach name Sankirtan. It is the duty of Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. Real thing, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Srimad Rupam Kahya Dadat Satata. Like this. Rupa Goswami actually fulfilled the inner desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How? By writing Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. If he has done only Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, he could not have fulfilled the manifest of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who did it by? Ujjal Nilmani. Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav. And by Padyavali and all other books. Otherwise, whole world would have been deprived of this Krishna Prema, Supreme Krishna Prema. They would not known that who was Srimati Radhika, Ladini Shakti Mahabhava Swarupa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahabhava Rasa Raj Swarupa. Anyone has known. What is Vrindavan? What is conjugal love? All would have been deprived. They have written and given. So, hearing this, all ISKCON leaders become upset. Oh, he is doing new thing. And he is separate preaching from Swamiji. I told that Swamiji had never come for only this thing. He was in the line of Rupa Goswami. He preached, but also he wanted to keep this high class of prema in the whole world. He was in that line. He was not only line of Srila Advaita Acharya. They could not realize this thing. One day, when they will be so fortunate, they will realize this. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come. But he has done. Who done? Did he? Vishnu, Mahavishnu in his form was there. He did it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did? Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kirtrisho. He preached also name. But that name was full of Krishna Prema. In Nam Sankirtana of Advaita Acharya, there was not so much Krishna prema. Only salvation was there, mukti was there, suffering and sorrow was only by that Nam Kirtana. But not that anyone can realize highest type of this prema. Nam prema mala gathi paralo savari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave what kind of name? Full of ocean of rush in each name of Hare Krishna. In this letter also. Endless nectar was there. In all letters. What to tell in words? So, we know that these were discussed in Gambhira with Rai Ramananda or Sarupa. How in Namastra, Sikshastra, Cheto Darpan Marjanam Bhomahat Indavagni Nirvata, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarnam Vidya Badu Jeevanam, Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Patipadam Purnam Tasvadam, Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna. But how prema will come? Advaita Acharya cannot do. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rai Ramananda or Sarupa Damodar, both, Ki rup lai le naam prema upaja. In what way we will take the name? We will do sankirtan that Krishna prema, Braj prema will come in our heart. How? Trinadapi sune chena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. How? They used to sing Bhu Saptam Rai Ramana, taking slokas and pad from Krishna Karanamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chandidas, Vidyapati, Brahma Sankita. Venu Kvadanta Maripanda Dalaya Taksham Varahavatam Samasipasutam Buddhas. Arpakotikamaniya Vishesha Soham Govindamadipurusham Tamaham. Like this. Swamiji used to sing this in pathetic tone, weeping. So we should realize all these things. We have come for this thing, not to for party making. Oh, this is our party, this is another party, this is that party. We have come to help all in brotherhood, that we are all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. Those who are doing bhajan are not doing bhajan still. They are all servant of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. This would real. Even trees and creepers and animals also. So why should not be? Try to realize all these things. So, still now, they criticize me for this. That's it, else like this. I am not telling. All our Shastra, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the books of Goswamis, all are telling like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Prema Ras Asadivyo Vividha Prakar. राग मार्गे भक्ति भक्त करी करे जे प्रकार तहां सिखाइब लीला आचरण द्वारे ए तीन बन त्रिश नाम और नहीं रखू देर आर थ्री एम्बिशन ऑफ कृष्ण टू फुलफिल दीज थिंग्स ही केम टू दिस वर्ल्ड एंड ही स्प्रिंकल्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड टू ऑल जीवास ऑल दीज जीवास एट दैट टाइम वेयर with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were certainly fortunate. Certainly, so much fortunate. We are also fortunate that we have come in that line. It is not so far away. Only 500 years before. And we are so much fortunate that we are coming in that line and reading and hearing all these things. So what were three modes of Chaitanya, of Radhika, that Krishna wanted to test, and he could not test because he was Vishabhigraha.
Object of love.
But not Ashray of love. Who are ashraya of love?
Srimati Radhika.
Topmost, but all the gopis, all the sakhas, father, mother, friends, and das also. And among them, Srimati Radhika is topmost. We don't want Krishna. Never, never. You should not. But you should want to have Krishna prem. Krishna prem prayojan. The devotion and love for Krishna is prayojan. Prayojan means?
Goal.
Huh?
The ultimate goal. Highest goal.
And that is why he is telling here, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Aradhaya pranay mahima kirtisha vanei vasadho jenat bhut madurima kirtisho va madiya sokhancha shamadan bhavata kirtisho vattilo va tadbhavata samajani sachi garvashi. You can read the explanation of this shloka, Radhaya Pranayama. Also Swamiji wanted to preach this, but at that time there were some rare devotees like this who can realize all this. That is why he has to cut so much jungle of Mayavad, Sahajya, Sakhi, Bhiki and all this. What he wanted to be by translating these books.
Designed to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness that she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Satyadevi as the moon appears from the ocean.
Any part?
He has left it for you, Gurudev.
Krishna has so much love for, affection for Srimati Devi. And Radhika has also so much love and affection for Krishna. But in them, what was superior? Prominent. The love of Srimati Radhika for Krishna. Krishna never became mad for Radhika. Never. But Srimati Radhika always became more than mad. Why? Why it was so? Because Radhika has Mahabhav in her. Krishna has never. Though his ocean of rush, but Srimati Radhika was embodiment of rasa. And Krishna wants to test it. If Radhika is not there, he cannot test. So Krishna has told, I'm telling in brief that Krishna is more beautiful. And he chants all. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjaraga Srikum Kumin Daitastana Mandhiti Tadarsan Asmararu Jatunaru Shitina Lipyanta Anand Kuchaus Jahaus Tadadim. Very high just. Even Pulindi, the girls of very low class of
Aborigines.
In Govardhan Hill, not so much literate or high class of
education
or anything. Only picking some cow dungs,
dry wood,
and anything in Govardhan Hill. They saw something in grass. What was that? There was some kumkum. What is kumkum? Kumkum is any kind of collar which gopis take in their breast and here and there. Anyhow, it came on the grass. How it came? By the feet of Krishna. So, it was on the grass. And the Pulindi Kanya, the daughters of Pulindi, being even jangali,
uncivilized.
They took that kumkum and dropped down in her whole body, everywhere. And they became so joyful. All their, all kinds of evils went on, and Krishna Prem came. Srimati Radhika was watching and telling, I want to be a daughter of Pulindi. I have no such prem, love and affection for Krishna that they have. So I want to be a daughter of these uncivilized girls. So he wants that he should be. Sometimes he sees Srimati Radhika in forest, that deers are running towards Krishna. Female deers, having much more affection for Krishna, they hear the sound of bansi, running towards Krishna with so affection and love. They come as if they will take Krishna in their heart. And their husbands, Krishna-sar means having some lines of black lines in their body. Their husband. Oh, you can see Krishna as you like. Not giving any
obstacle.
But gopis are thinking that how they are fortunate, these, that husband is also helping him, helping them to see Krishna and to have love and affection. But our husbands, if they will see and hear that we are going, then they will break our legs and they will take us out of
village.
Don't come, don't interrupt. They don't want. So I want to be a dear. If I will die, so this is the symptom of pure love, highest love. Even Srimati Radhika has like Krishna Prem is so marvelous. So if there is no prem, no love and affection, then even Krishna comes, then he will be like Kans if he has no love and affection. And he will want to kill Krishna. All the demons like that. They met Krishna. Same beautiful, very marvelous. Agasur, Bakasur. They heard the very sweet tune of Bansi. Very wonderful Krishna. But yet they wanted to kill Krishna. Why? Because there is no Krishna prem. So Srimati Radhika is the embodiment of that prem. So how he tests my four kinds of madhuri. Madhuri means
sweetness.
But the Vaini Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri,
Guru Madhuri,
these are not even in Narayan. These are also not in God, because he has no shape at all. He has no hands, no mouth, no any quality. Also Khuda. No. What to tell in Brahma? Never it can be. Because they are all three are powerless.
Shapeless.
Eh?
No quality.
No quality, nothing. They are like zero, cipher. So they are not that. Even Paramatma, they have no this part. Even Nrisingha, Vaman, Ram, even Dwarkadesh, Mathuradesh, Krishna had known all these things. What to tell others? So Krishna wanted to test it. He thought that Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. He has all kinds of madhuri. But I see that Radhika is more sweet, more fragrant, more soft, more beautiful than me. She is my guru in prem. For devotion, Srimati Radhika is my guru, Gurudev. I have learned everything from her. I can learn. Whole world wants me and charmed by me. But I even am charmed by Srimati Radhika. I am beautiful, but Srimati Radhika is more beautiful. I have so many qualities, Radhika has more qualities. But one thing there is. Anything in me, a special thing in me, that it makes all mad, even Srimati Radhika. What is that? I want to know. Understand this?
Yes.
Anything in me, though Srimati Radhika is Guru, my Guru, in all things. But even I possess any special thing which is not anywhere. And that makes Srimati Radhika mad, senseless and all this. What is that? Oh, I cannot realize without the mood of Radhika. Because Radhika has experience for all these things. So I will have to beg again Guru Srimati Radhika or any of his sakhis. That is why in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shape he went to
Rai
Ramanandi in Godavari. And as a student, he asked everything. And then he saw and realized this thing. Then he returned to Gambhira with that Raya Ramananda also. And with them he realized all this. So what was that? Krishna Prem was in Srimati Radhika. He too. He borrowed it from Radhika. So this is supreme life of the goal. highest level. So we should know, and then we should try how to achieve this high thing. We cannot have that Radhika mood, but a part, a anu, but atomic can be qualified to take that. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told it in, gave it in to all jivas. It is told in Anarpit Charim Chirat Karunaya Vatam. Samarpaitum Unnatajalarasam Sabhakti Istriyam. There is a very deep meaning here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste Unnat Ujjalaras of Srimati Radhika. It cannot be given to anyone. It cannot be manifested to anyone. Not given. Only Krishna can taste it. Then why? Unnato jvalarasam sabhakti isriyam has been told samarpayitum. What is the meaning of samarpayitum?
To bestow, to give.
To give. What thing? Unnato ujvalarasam. Unnato ujvalarasam means the mood of Srimati Radhika Mahabhav. And after that, no, Adirud, Madan, all these things. Madan is never, well, think, it is wanted to test these things. It cannot be distributed. Only some Shriyam. Shriyam means?
Beauty.
There is a kripa. So much leaves, so much flowers, so much manjari is in there. Manjari, you know? From manjari, then pushp comes, flowers comes, and that flowers comes, fruits comes. So this the beauty of the manjari is leaves and manjari. That is the beauty. Sri means beauty. To sprinkle that only mood of Rupa manjari mood to Sadhu Radhika. This is the thing. This was the mood of Rupa Goswami. So we are called all Rupanuga Vaishnava. We should know what is Rupanuga. We call. We think so much proud of telling that we are Rupanuga Vaishnava. But what is that? We don't know anything. We should try to know. And then gracefully going up from beginning. So this is the topmost. More object of the life of any highest Vaishnava. Then how to have these things? How to cultivate these things? Then it should come down. Then come to Rupa Goswami. Upadeshamrita Mana Siksha Sikshastra Sanatana Goswami and Mahaprabhu dialogue, Rupa Goswami dialogue, then he should try to know all these things and to go in practice of first Vaidhi Bhakti. And if you are qualified, you have any taste, any greed for that highest topic of prayer, then you can enter in Raganuga Raja. There is much difference in Vaidhi and Raja. So in one day we can touch. Today, I am stopping my class here. I should not speak so much. So, go, Premanand, Krishnadas.